patient name Jill Broder, B-R-O-D-E-R. This is a 66-year-old single Caucasian female who presents with complaints of depression and anxiety. She stated that these episodes have happened periodically throughout her life, but tend to go away when things are good. She stated they resurface when things are very stressful for her. She wakes up at 3 in the morning in a panic. She starts shaking. She feels hot and her heart beats fast. After that, she can't fall back to sleep. She is not having nightmares. Additionally, the patient cannot stop crying. She doesn't want to go out. She lost 15 pounds, period. She was only 99 pounds to begin with. She has guilt over her cat being sick. She has no suicidal ideation, but does feel helpless about the cat. She's able to tend to her housework and orders food from the outside. However, she doesn't eat. She typically does not eat when in one of these episodes. In the past, she's taken Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil. All that made her more anxious. Some made her more sedated. She's also been on Xanax, Clonopin, Ativan, and Hydroxyzine. The patient has never had any manic or hypomanic episodes. There's no evidence of obsessive compulsive disorder. There has been no trauma in her life. She recently lost two friends in 1 month. Period, one friend from Parkinson's disease, comma, the other from cancer. Additionally, she found out that her cat, who is 16 years old, has cancer, and two more friends have cancer. She is particularly upset about the cat because she stated that the cat is her main source of support, period. Family history, mother suffered from anxiety, period. Patient stated she was a narcissist. Sister has had panic episodes. There is no substance abuse in the family. Substance abuse, the patient rarely uses alcohol. There's no drug abuse, no nicotine use, past or present. Medical, the patient has stage 4 kidney disease, which she stated she got from receiving CAT scan dye. She stated that her numbers are getting better and she is followed by a nephrologist. She also has Raynaud's disease. She takes Flonase, calcium, and vitamin D. She is allergic to sulfa drugs. Surgical, the patient had a repair of a colon torsion. She had rhinoplasty and lithotripsy, as well as a percutaneous kidney stone removal. Social, the patient was never married. She has no children. She grew up in Maryland. They moved to Long Island where she worked in the family business, which was beauty supply. She stated she wished she never left Maryland because she loved it there. She has minimal supports in the community. She has a brother whom she is not close with. Family medical history. The father died of a sarcoma and prostate cancer. The mother died of a heart attack and also had a stroke during surgery for valve replacement. Her primary medical doctor is Dr. Lenus, L-E-N-U-S as in Sam, G-Y-N is in Maryland, Dr. Cardero, C-A-R-D-E-R-O. She goes to Maryland once a year to see her. The patient is up on her GYN exam and mammogram, but has never had a colonoscopy. Diagnosis, major depressive disorder. single episode moderate panic disorder. Plan continues Xanax 0.5 milligrams POBID/PRN. Start Lexapro 5 milligrams PO once daily for 1 week, then increase to 10 milligrams PO daily thereafter. Follow up in 1 month. Psychotherapy suggested.